It's after hours at Malaga Elementary School in southeast Fresno. On this gray January day, air quality is moderate, and kids are playing capture the flag.
But many children play outside, even when particle pollution reaches dangerously high levels, which is pretty common in Valley winters.
On those days, Nayameen Martinez of the nonprofit Central California Environmental Justice Network says her heart breaks when she sees kids playing outside.
I'm a mother of two children, one of them with asthma, and I feel so desperate.
Because of Malaga's proximity to heavy industry and Highway 99, Martinez suspects air quality here is especially bad. But she doesn't know for sure, because the nearest station where public agencies measure particulate matter is about 8 miles away in central Fresno.
That just gives you an approximate of what's the air quality in that area, but not necessarily the exact readings of what's going on in your community.
That neighborhood-level uncertainty is why her organization installed its own low-cost air monitor here at the school. She points to a little white device hanging outside a school building.
This is the beautiful Purple Air monitor.
Purple Air, a low-cost air quality monitor that's relatively new, but being used more and more, especially here. Out of more than 1,000 monitors around the world, about a third are in California.
For less than $300, these devices measure particulate matter. Their data go right onto an online map in real time. These little devices are helping create a more nuanced picture of air quality beyond what public agencies can currently provide. But motion by regulators suggests some of these agencies will soon be bringing them into their own work.
Purple Air is far from the only consumer-level particle counter out there. But considering the low cost, it's pretty accurate and connected to the Internet of Things, and it's the only one mentioned again and again by local air quality regulators and advocates.
We wanted to know, what's with all the hype? So we bought one.
All right, let's open it.
It's white and kind of cute. So it almost looks like a little camera lens, or like a thick hockey puck.
Yeah, it's very small. I did not think it was going to be that small.
And it's easy to install. We mounted it to a post outside our newsroom in Clovis. Another 5 minutes to connect it to our Wi-Fi network, and there we are, one of 15 sensors transmitting data in the valley. In general, our monitor seems pretty consistent with data from the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District, but there really is a lot of variability from neighborhood to neighborhood.
Our citizen science network complements the higher-tech air monitors used by public agencies like the State Air Resources Board and the Valley Air District. Those monitors are calibrated and tested regularly. They're considered the gold standard. But only about 30 of these highly sensitive devices operate in the valley, covering nearly 10,000 square miles.
John Klassen with the Valley Air District acknowledges, yeah, there are gaps in their data.
We can't be everywhere with our regulatory data. The cost is so high. You know, just one air monitoring station can be $500,000 just to install and get it going.
And he says Purple Air monitors are helping to fill in those gaps. But he cautions, don't take the numbers at face value because Purple Air data skew high.
So that's a concern for us, that if people are going to use this data as is, they need to be aware that there could be a high bias.
Carrie Kelly, a chemical engineer at the University of Utah, agrees. She put Purple Air monitors to the test in Salt Lake City, another region wrestling with wintertime pollution. She found Purple Air measurements are generally in line with regulatory air monitors, but they do tend to overestimate particle counts, sometimes by almost a factor of two. Plus, Purple Air devices have a shorter lifespan than higher tech ones. Still, Kelly and Utah air regulators are teaming up to install a Purple Air network around Salt Lake City.
I think that it's great that citizens have this type of capability in their hands. They just do need to understand its limitations.
In Southern California, the South Coast Air Quality Management District is doing something similar. South Coast covers the Los Angeles and San Bernardino areas, two of the other most polluted regions in California. Andrea Polidori is with the district, and he explains that with a grant from the EPA, South Coast is deploying its own network of Purple Air monitors throughout the state, starting in Southern California.
And, you know, the main goal for this type of grant is to basically educate and empower community groups in the use and operation of low-cost sensors.
The San Joaquin Valley Air District has been a little more skeptical about these low-cost sensors, but they are collaborating with South Coast to set up a Purple Air network in the valley. The Valley Air District also plans to roll out neighborhood-level forecasting later this year, but without Purple Air monitors. At the state level, however, these monitors may soon play a key role in Assembly Bill 617, which aims to enable more community monitoring in the coming years.
According to Nyamin Martinez, the Valley is ready for the Purple Air Network from the South Coast and Valley Air Districts.
We have so many requests already of community members that want these community monitors in their, you know, towns.
She's hoping that local network will roll out in the next few months. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
And I'm Laura Satsui.